views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to The Kelly Ballard Show, insight and inspiration from the great beyond. Kelly Ballard is a fourth-generation medium and intuitive who covers topics ranging from grief, spirit guides, and listening to your intuition. Kelly can help you get answers and guidance from your loved ones on the other side with a little bit of humor and a lot of healing. Now, here's your host, Kelly Ballard.
Good afternoon and hello, everyone. I'm Kelly Ballard, and you are listening to The Kelly Ballard Show, Insight and Inspiration from the Great Beyond on Transformation Talk Radio. I am so very glad you joined me today. We are going to have a fantastic show ahead of us, and I've been looking forward to today all week long. Today's topic, manifesting, is one of my favorite things that I get to do. And if I can toot my horn, I'm quite a good manifester. So I'm excited to share all of this with you. And we're going to have a great time today. And thank you all for sharing your brilliant energy with me each week. We're going to do some awesome things together with Spirit. And I'm so very glad you're on this journey with me. So stay with me for the next hour as we open up our hearts and minds to connect in with Spirit and to educate ourselves with divine energy. Each week, we'll cover a variety of topics that range from grief and spirit guides, mediumship, listening to your intuition, and so much more. And if you're wondering how you can find me outside of Transformation Talk Radio, you can always check out my website, reflectiveharmony.com, for more information on how to schedule a private reading with me, either in person or over the phone, to read about any of my upcoming classes. And I am in the process of lots of great things putting together, some webinars and some fun surprises. So you'll want to check out my website to follow along with the great things that I have in store. So we, as I mentioned, we've got a fantastic show. You are in for a life-changing experience if you want to let that into your vibration. We are going to discuss how to work with Spirit to create and manifest the life that you want by being mindful of your intentions and communicating with Spirit. So I want you to get comfy and stay with me for the next hour. We're going to have so much fun, and you are going to be wowed by what you can do with Spirit. We have had so many wonderful callers that have been reaching out to us during our shows, and thank you for calling in and for your patience. So we'll be opening up our phone lines, and you have me today wearing my medium hat, and I would love to be able to connect you in with your loved ones on the other side, a spirit guide, or just to provide you with some insight, some information from Spirit to kind of help you along your journey. So grab a pen and some paper. I'm going to give you this number that you can call us at, and you'll be able to, I'll give you that number later in the show, but please give us a jingle, 800-930-2819. That's 800-930-2819. And as a medium, a big part of my job and what I do every day with my clients, the living, is to connect you with the other side. So, let's see who we've got around and what we can get cooking with them today. And again, that was 800-930-2819. If you're interested in following along with today's show, you can check out my Facebook page, facebook.com/reflectiveharmonyKMB, for more information. And did you know that if you go to my website, reflectiveharmony.com, and sign up for my newsletters that come out once a month, you are entered into winning a 30-minute reading. So one lucky newsletter subscriber will have an opportunity once a month to win a reading with me. So head on over to my website, sign up for my newsletter. I like to give all sorts of good inspirational information and keep you up to date with what's new. And you can also check out an archive of today's show, as well as all of our past shows, on my website, reflectiveharmony.com, as well. And before I forget, I'm excited because I am going to be giving away a bundle of my two guided meditation CDs, Beginnings and Courage, to two lucky callers today. So I'd love to gift you with that. So give us a jingle. So as you might be aware, if you've also been following the show, I like to take some time to also pass some messages through a process called automatic writing. And automatic writing is where we allow a highly evolved and loving, compassionate spirit to work through you, whether that's fingers onto keyboard or pen to paper, and they pass us some really divine information. I use this process to receive guidance, wisdom, support from spirit that I might need throughout my day. So I'm excited to share with you a message later in the show from spirit for something for all of you. So with that said, let's get into things today. So I'm going to have you indulge me for a moment here and just let your thoughts go absolutely big, tremendous, huge, ginormous, like sky's the limit thoughts. What do you want to manifest or attract into your life? Do you realize that by working with spirit and placing intentions, you know, out there into the universe, as we like to say, it is absolutely, totally, completely limitless in what you can create for your highest and best good. We are going to explore the topic today of making manifestations and abundance a part of your everyday life by working with spirit. And you know, when we get into this topic, one of the things that I always talk about to my students, to clients, is in order to manifest, we need to understand what exactly, what's abundance? What is the concept of abundance? So abundance, ideally, is having a quantity of something. And when we talk about it in context of like manifesting, or if you're familiar with the one of the natural laws, the law of attraction, like attracts like, we put it out with an intention that we want to receive. We want to be open to receive all good things that help us thrive, that help us blossom into that person, that individual, that soul that we were put here to be. And abundance comes in all shapes, sizes, and forms. It can be monetary abundance. It can be an abundance of love. It can be an abundance of happiness. It can be an abundance of opportunities where your career is concerned, abundance of friends, of people who love you. It comes in all shapes and forms. But the key is to let that in, you must be open to receive. I always talk to my students about keeping our communication with spirit simple. So we have this group of people on the other side. We have our spirit guides, our loved ones. We have our ascended masters, archangels. We have this whole pool of people. And of course, I'm hearing my guide say to me, don't forget the divine. Yes. And we have our divine, our infinite intelligence, our creator, our God source, our whatever that you like to call that, that bigger essence that's really out there. So we have this amazing pool of energy and beings on the other side that want to see us thrive, want to see us happy, want to see us grow as individuals and what we can do in life. And I think a lot of times what people forget is that they are listening. They're present with us. They want to help us. And so communication to attract abundance and to be open to receive abundance is key. In order to have abundance come in, you have to expect everything. You have to expect your life to change for the better. You have to keep your attitude positive and how you look at life and keeping that in a direction of attracting only the best and only the good. If you're walking around being curmudgeony, you're going to attract curmudgeony stuff to you. If you're walking around and try to focus on joy, on happiness, on peace, you're going to attract that in. Now, I realize we all have bad days and we have things that in life that we go through and we might have a run of a tough time, or I'm not really a big person that believes in luck, but for lack of a better term, we'll say a run of bad luck. But it's looking at it and knowing not only will we survive it, not only will we get past it, not only will we evolve forward, but it's trusting within ourselves that we've got this and we're going to survive it. So your attitude and how you look at life is key and incredibly, incredibly important. how you ask for things is important. I was just having a conversation with a client the other day about the law of attraction and manifesting in abundance. And one of the things that we were chatting about is, you know, you've got to stop begging. So when you find yourself kind of pleading to spirit, pleading to the universe, you know, please help me, give me this, I need this, I need this. They're taking that actually as a look of lack, as a look of you don't have enough. So when you're wanting something from spirit, it's looking at it and saying, you know, this is what I need. This is what I want to draw in. This is what, keep it simple and be positive and mindful of how you're asking. And receiving is tough. And that's probably one of the biggest things that I hear from my students and from clients that they struggle with is receiving. And one of the things that I always try to do is when I take time to look at my day and to think about what I want to bring in, what I want to accomplish, what I want to do, I notice that I'll sit with my hands in what we call a receiving position. And that's with your palms facing upward. And what it is a simple little gesture saying to the universe, saying to spirit, I am open to receive. And when you combine all of those things, a positive attitude, expecting your life to change, trying to maintain a positive attitude, asking for things versus begging, you're going to find a natural draw is going to come forward to receive that abundance. And what you'll also find is as you shift and you change, you're also going to see a change in other people around you. You're going to see a change in your family members. You're going to see a change in friends. You'll see that their attitudes, how they feel is going to change, and you're kind of rubbing off on them in a good way. You know, you think about some simple acts of kindness that we already have in our life, for example, and this is the easiest way for abundance. Think about going to lunch with a friend and that friend offers to pay for lunch. How many times do you argue with that person? No, let me pay. How about instead of saying thank you? And what you're doing is you are accepting, attracting, and being grateful for an abundant opportunity that came in. Or what about a bunch of green lights when you're running late for work? You know, giving, that's abundance. Seeing a situation ease and become simpler, you're attracting abundance. Abundance is the love inside of us, that infinite wellspring where our fulfillment and peace of mind exists. The source of love within us, where our genuine inspiration lives, and the channel that allows our own creativity to burst forth and our love to pour outward. If you are just tuning in, you're listening to the Kelly Ballard Show, Insight and Inspiration from the Great Beyond. We've got to take a quick break, but when we come back, we are going to dive into the topic of manifesting with spirit. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Enlightening, humorous, and compassionate. Listen live to The Kelly Ballard Show, Insight and Inspiration from the Great Beyond. Kelly is a fourth-generation medium and intuitive who covers topics ranging from grief, spirit guides, and listening to your intuition. Kelly can help you get answers and guidance from the other side with a little bit of humor and a lot of healing. Tune in to The Kelly Ballard Show, Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific Time here on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
To the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
Let the transition begin. Tune in to the hit show, Majestic Insights Radio, Success for Life's Transitions, with host Carrie Keith. Carrie is a gifted intuitive coach, healer, and teacher who will lead you through her empowering techniques of ancient wisdom and awareness so you can live your happiest, healthiest, and most vibrant life. Let Carrie teach you the tools of transformation that will help you experience success for all of life's transitions. To learn more about Carrie, visit www.majesticinsights.com.
would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Hey, welcome back. You're listening to the Kelly Ballard Show, insight and inspiration from the great beyond with me, Kelly Ballard, on Transformation Talk Radio. Thank you so much for joining me today. And if you're just tuning in and you have a moment, you'll want to be sure to check out our latest posting on my Facebook page, facebook.com/reflectiveharmonyKMB, about today's show. And after the show, probably I think around midway tomorrow, you can find an archive of today's show on my website, reflectiveharmony.com, as well. So we have been talking about abundance and manifesting the life that you want with spirit. And I mentioned at the beginning of the show that we'll be taking callers shortly. So grab that pencil and paper again. You can call in at 800-930-2819. That's 800-930-2819. I would love to connect in with your loved ones or spirit guides. And I'll also be gifting two lucky callers today with a set of my guided meditation CDs, Beginnings and Courage. So we were just talking about abundance and why it was very important that we needed to have that in our life and what we could gain from it. So if we realize that in order to manifest, we've got to understand that concept of abundance and understand that, you know, we want to ask for things. We don't want to beg. We want to look and expect our life to change, to know that we're going to receive, and to allow just that natural draw of, I deserve this good to come into our life. There are processes like that that then allow us to really understand what manifesting is. So when we can start making manifestations a part of our life, ultimately, this is where we begin to create the life that we want. Now, a lot of people will say to me, well, I don't know what kind of a life that I want. And I think that we start with baby steps, that if you can find one area in your life right now where you feel like something is lacking, it's starting from there. Because the wonderful thing about manifesting, and especially when you utilize spirit with that, and by spirit, I'm meaning your spirit guides or guardian angels, the ascended masters, the archangels, your creator, your divine source. When we start utilizing that energy to help us to thrive, it's limitless. It's absolutely, it's like, bring it on, universe. Whatever you set your mind to, you're going to manifest that. So what is manifesting? Manifesting ultimately is being able to create a situation, a scenario, an object, a situation, you name it, to create it, to bring it into our life. Now, I always say this to people because, believe it or not, when I run workshops on manifesting, there's always somebody who says to me, well, can I use the universe to manifest like robbing a bank, for example? No, you cannot. So manifesting abundance, you're thinking of things that anything that is for your highest and best good and does not impact anyone else in a negative fashion. So we're keeping everything positive here and thinking the good with it. So when we're using manifestation, we're wanting to maintain an attitude of allowing. So there's a saying of, you know, kind of fake it till you make it, for example. So if you're somebody who's wanting to attract in some more, we'll use financial abundance because that's something I always hear from people. How's money looking for me, Kelly? Or is spirit giving me any messages about money increasing around me? So part of it is starting with the concept of believing that you already have it. And as silly as this is going to sound, trust me, it works. But what if you started saying to yourself, isn't it fantastic how financially abundant my life is? Isn't it fantastic that I have more money than I know what to do with? Isn't it fantastic that I am so provided for financially that I can also give generously to others? So when we start using terms and tools and we start looking at life in a very proactive and a very positive way, we're telling the universe, this is how I feel and I want to attract more of that. And it's something that, you know, when we manifest, we do this with the purpose to create a better life for ourselves, to grow, to learn, to evolve. We do this in the way that what we're wanting to draw in and what we're needing in life, whether it's a new vehicle, because maybe the one that you have now is giving you a hard time. So you want to try to manifest a new vehicle that is reliable, is safe, is within your budget. We're trying to bring things into our life that give us happiness. If you're looking for a romantic partner, bringing somebody into your life that's going to complete you, that's going to give you happiness, that's going to help to give you a sense of joy, to give you new experiences to live by. We're finding things that we want to bring in that are helping us. You know, I have a lot of people that will use manifesting for their health in that sense as well, of seeing things in the process of, isn't it fantastic how healthy my body is? Or isn't it wonderful that I'm pain-free and healthy from head to toe? So we look at all different things in our lives. Isn't it fantastic that I have a career that I love and a thriving business? Whatever it is, we're putting intentions out that are being heard. So really, you name it, you can manifest it. It's limitless. And one of the things that I'll often encourage people to do is to create what we call like an intention journal. Now, if you are somebody that uses Reiki, for example, you can Reiki the intention journal we're going to talk about in a minute. So you're amping up the energy, putting good energy in. And something simply of just putting a blessing over this object as well, that you're setting an intention to thrive. So a lot of things that I'll recommend to people is to take a little notebook, okay, and just dedicate it to what you want to manifest in your life. And whether they're things for yourself, whether it's things that you're asking the universe to provide for other people, again, as long as these are things that are for your highest and best good and the people around you, that's the important part. I also talk to people about creating what Spirit likes to call grocery lists. So let's say that you're wanting to manifest a romantic partner in your life. If you could pick and really design the most perfect mate of what you wanted to attract, what would you create down on paper? You know, you could be as silly and as saying, you know, you need someone with great teeth, to maybe somebody who is loyal and compatible with you, is funny, whatever it is. As we're kind of designing a list, what you're doing is you're putting intentions out to the universe to manifest that. So a lot of times I'll tell a client, make that grocery list of what you're looking for that partner. Make that grocery list of what you're looking for a new friendship. And what I want you to do is tape it up to your bathroom mirror, stick it on your refrigerator. I have some clients that are in their cars constantly and they'll stick it on the dashboard in their car. What you're doing is you're placing that list somewhere that when you're walking by it or you're standing in the bathroom brushing your teeth and you're looking at it and knowing it's there and you're giving that intention, you're giving it attention and you're helping to let the spirit know that these are your intentions of what you want to bring in and what you want to manifest. And then the most simple way, and really, if you're somebody who is great with prayer and meditation and just communicating to the divine, and that's what I do, I love to just talk. And I find myself more and more every day that I'm just kind of in constant communication with what I call my source. And whether it's saying, you know what, help me to manifest some rain because my plants need some water, the grass is looking crispy, whatever it is, it's putting that intention out there and talking. And again, we're not begging, but we're putting that intention out there of saying what we need and trusting that that will be met. So I always tell people though, but be specific, but be careful, because remember, like attracts like. So if we're putting out something that we want, we need to also know that we can put out things that we don't want and get those things. Years and years ago, I used to tell my students a story that I was walking in a parking garage and was talking about a situation that was a pain in my hiney and kind of complaining about it, not being positive. And a about three or four steps after I made that statement, I slipped on absolutely nothing in this parking garage and pulled a muscle, and I had a lot of walking that I needed to do in the next couple of days, and walked around with a very, very sore back end and lower back from pulling a muscle. Now, you know what? You could look at it, is it a coincidence? Is it the universe hearing my intention of manifesting a pain in my hiney? Perhaps. But, you know, it's being mindful that you can attract things on both perspectives. So, you know, watch your thoughts. And I think one of the great things that with manifestation is it's also, I'm so much more mindful with what I talk about, what I put out to spirit, what I put out to the universe. And one of the things that I find that is if I do catch myself saying something that maybe isn't as positive, I throw out a little cancel, letting the universe know, I take it back. I don't want it. Bring on the good stuff instead. Trust is key. We have to look at life, and we have to also trust in knowing that what we want and what we want to bring in will be given to us when we are ready and willing to bring that in. We have to expect, we have to believe in our intuition, believe in our intentions that we're putting out to spirit, trusting that they're hearing us and that they're going to take care of us. And it comes down to communication. When one little shift in your life begins to happen, everything else will fall into place like a domino. Everything else that you're needed, that they'll provide, that they'll give in, will be given to you. It's a domino effect. It's amazing. And of course, one of the most important pieces is gratitude. And, you know, we have to be thankful. We have to be grateful. We have to, you know, let them know that we appreciate the hard work that they're doing to help us to thrive, help us to live the best life that we were put here to live. So gratitude is important. There's a process that I wanted to share with you all that I started back in 2012 called Intentionally Intending. And when I was thinking about today's show and what I wanted to talk to you about, I remembered this practice and wanted to share it with you. So there's a saying, a little mantra that I have on several sticky notes, and it is, I intend to see, I expect to see, no matter who I am with, no matter where I am, no matter what I'm doing, I intend to see that which I want to see. And when I repeat this mantra, it reminds me that we can truly change the momentum of our lives, and that we can truly choose to be in control of the experience that we're living, a life filled with great prosperity and abundance, great health, unconditional love, happiness. And, you know, I think that taking that simple statement for me, intentionally intending, into taking that statement into your mantra for manifesting, making a commitment to transform, to enrich, to enhance your life and your overall well-being with the guidance of spirit, anything's possible. So if you're just tuning in, you are listening to The Kelly Ballard Show, Insight and Inspiration from the Great Beyond. When we come back, we'll be opening up our phone lines at 800-930-2819. Connect in with me. I'd love to check in with one of your loved ones or give you a message from the other side. You can also check us out on Facebook during the commercial as well. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
Are you ready for a radical shift in your way of being? Are you seeking a more deeply connected and fulfilling life? Awakened Living Radio is a show dedicated to helping you embrace a life filled with profound peace, connection, and happiness. TJ Woodward is passionate about helping you find your clarity, balance, and purpose. Join co-host TJ Woodward and Dr. Pat Basile on the first Monday of every month at 11 a.m. Pacific Time for Awakened Living Radio on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Siegel, co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers with Artie Hoffman, as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Into Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, remove your blocks, and shift into an entirely...
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers with Artie Hoffman, as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Into Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, remove your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Speaker, teacher, channel, clairvoyant, Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst who channels a powerful energy from Source to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times, and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
We're back on the Kelly Ballard Show, Insight and Inspiration from the Great Beyond. I'm Kelly Ballard. Thank you for checking, spending time with me today. And don't forget to check out my Facebook page, facebook.com/reflectiveharmonyKMB, for some tidbits from today's show. And you can always check out my website, reflectiveharmony.com, for an archive of today's show and my recent appearances on the Dr. Pat Show as well. So we were just... talking about manifesting, and I had two other little thoughts that I just wanted to share with you before we take our callers. So when you are thinking about this whole big process, the note that I wanted to leave things on for you guys is just a couple little simple pieces. And these are things that I keep present in my thoughts each day. What we can all manifest together is limitless as long as we truly believe and feel we deserve them and honor ourselves. You must expect that what you are putting out to the universe, to spirit, you will get. You have to be able to see your own self-worth and value, that you deserve this, and trusting that spirit will always provide for you and take care of you. And one of my most favorite affirmations and mantras I'll share with you, and I repeat this several times a day, I am always provided for from spirit and full of great abundance. So I wish all of you phenomenal, phenomenal luck. And I know you are going to knock it out of the park with manifesting. And if you have something great that happens, call the show. I'd love to hear about it. I'd love to hear what you were able to do with spirit. So as I mentioned in the beginning of my show, I do a process called automatic writing, where I receive some just divine, beautiful guidance, wisdom, and support from spirit that I might need throughout my day. And what I've been doing is actually asking spirit if they have a message for you guys, my wonderful listeners. So here is your message from spirit today. We are so pleased yet again to be asked to pass along insight and words of love. And so we share with you today, to live in fear is not living at all. To choose courage where success is not guaranteed is the only path to happiness and fulfillment. Don't be attached to the outcome or your assured disappointment. Be attached to the pleasure of the process, to the pride in choosing greatness, in living the fullness of your life, and in choosing to express the fullness of who you are. Happiness is always yours for the having, yours for the taking, and it's worth it. You are worth it. Happiness is not a result of the actions you take, but of who you choose to be in the process. It's not what you are doing, but who you are being, and it's never too late. To trust in the divine and spirit, we must trust to know and understand that whatever paths we travel towards to meet our goals, that they are the right paths, the perfect paths for us. Spirituality is the most broad of senses. It lies beyond the material world of proof, beyond what can be measured or counted. It is made up of the inner life, the inner realm of belief, mystery, and faith. And yet, for all the mystery that surrounds it, spirituality, the concept, is vital to our well-being. It is the foundation of our most closely held values, the seat of our trust and hope. Spirituality brings purpose and meaning into your life. Allow that purpose and meaning into your life. And as you develop it, you will grow in wisdom and in love. You will begin to experience a remarkable sense of awe, a sense of the true connection to all of life, and a deeper sense of what our soul, what your soul, what the soul was put here to do, learn, and grow. Blessings for each of you. So let's start to take some callers. I believe that, and I'll give you that number one more time in case you're listening for it. It's 800-930-2819. I believe we have Portia from Detroit, Michigan. Hi, Portia. How are you?
Fine. How are you?
Good. Portia, what can I do for you today?
Can you read for my son? His name is Jan Vittorio. He passed away Christmas Eve, 2010.
Okay, I'm going to stop you right there. I don't want any other information, but I am going to have you say his first name for me one more time.
Okay, I can spell it for you. J-A-N, V like in victory, A-T-O-R-O.
Thank you. Okay, Portia, as I'm tuning into your voice vibration, there are actually two spirits that I feel coming through behind you. I have a very, very strong mother energy who's coming through. And I feel like more that I'm drawn to grandmother energy in your mother's side of the family. And she, to me, has a very, there's kind of a strictness and a bit of a sternness to her. And while I feel a very loving presence with her, she was somebody that I feel like really could kind of hold her own and sort of held down the fort with people. She brings in a younger male energy that comes in to her side as well. And she talks to me a lot about his passing being very complicated. And, you know, it's even though that you've had time to heal, she's saying that there's still kind of a part of you that in many ways feels like it was yesterday. And Portia, you are a very, very strong woman, and I feel a strength and I feel a sturdiness with you. But one of the things that she brings through is she's saying that, you know, you were so focused when he passed away of making sure that everybody else was solid and everybody else was strong, that she's worried that there's still kind of a part of you that has sort of taken some of that grief and kind of wiggled it, kind of bottled it up a little bit, wiggled it down. Do you understand? And I feel one of the things that she's trying to give to me to pass to you today is she's saying that He is doing just fine, and she's taking good care of him and kind of keeping him in line, which for me is always a good thing when we have a spirit on the other side looking out for one of our loved ones. But as his energy comes a little bit louder for me, he keeps taking, he's got kind of a little bit of a smirk on his face and kind of a playful grin, and he keeps taking his muscles and he's like flexing muscles at me. And that typically for me is a sign from spirit of a spirit letting me know that they're strong, that they're sturdy, that they're doing very, very well. I feel more so your son versus this grandmother energy present around you pretty daily. He is telling me that he does spend a lot of time within your home. And I don't know if you've had a move since he's been passed or a relocation since he's been passed, but he's saying, tell her not to worry, that she is my home. It's not a structure. And so I feel very strongly that one of the things that he brings through and that he provides as well, it's just that reassurance and kind of that energy of letting you know that he's there. He also keeps showing me, I don't know if you're the one who wears the reading glasses, but I keep feeling something. He's showing me like the glasses that would sit on the bridge of your nose, and I'm drawn to a reading glasses perspective. And I see him moving someone's reading glasses, and he gets a big kick out of this too, because this poor person feels like they're always misplacing them. And he's saying, no, it's me. It's me. It's not that I want to say some spirits sometimes will do what I kind of call like a parlor trick type of way that they like to move things on us to tease us, to be a little bit playful with us. And, you know, he's not doing that, I think, to cause a ruckus or to get anybody annoyed or angry. But I think that he is so desperately trying to reach out and to give you that connection, letting you know that he's there in that sense as well. The other image, Portia, that he keeps showing me is I also am feeling with him. He keeps showing me a woodpecker, and I'm getting big, the big ones that maybe like about like 8-10 inches tall, like very, very big, bright redhead that he's showing me as well. Those for me always are a symbolism of persistence in that sense. So I don't know if you've been seeing woodpeckers around your home at all, yes, thank you. He's telling me a duality with the message. So one, I feel like he's wanting you to keep your eyes peeled for those. But I'm also feeling the other message kind of more from a symbolic perspective of persistence, of needing to be strong, of needing remembering your own strength and that you can climb through this. But I feel coming through from the both of them much love and really just a big reminder of wanting you to know that he's here to support you, here to love you, and still very present around your being and around your vibration. Portia, I'd love to gift you with one of my sets of the guided meditation CDs today. So I'm going to have you hold on the line in just a moment, and Brian's going to take your contact information, okay?
All right.
Thank you, Portia. All the best. So we need to take a break. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Kelly Ballard Show, Insight and Inspiration from the Great Beyond on Transformation Talk Radio. We will be back in just a couple moments, but if you want to call in, I'd love to connect in with one of your loved ones on the other side. You can call us at 800-930-2819. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
My dream is to end homelessness.
My passion is living a green life.
My dream is to end poverty.
My passion is volunteering.
My passion is making a difference.
My dream is to cure Lyme disease.
My passion is rebuilding communities.
My passion is helping those in need.
My passion is caring for the elderly.
My dream is to find a cure for cancer.
My dream is to leave a better world for my children.
We all have that special passion, that lifelong dream that drives us to live our lives with meaning and to create a better world. No matter what drives you, we can all make an impact. Dr. Pat Basile is helping others make their dreams come true so we can all help make our world a better world.
To learn more about how Dr. Pat is building a community of sharing hope, strength, funds, knowledge, and information, visit abetterworldcrowdfunding.com today. That's abetterworldcrowdfunding.com.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
Transformation Talk Radio is dedicated to the education and awareness of Lyme disease.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Lyme Talk Radio. I'm Dr. Pat, joined here by
Dr. Nusheen Darvish.
Dr. Pat Basile and Dr. Nusheen Darvish will be bringing the most innovative, groundbreaking information, research, treatment innovations, and stories from those it affects every day.
I'm so excited to be talking about this.
We have so much to share.
Dr. Darvish and I are planning to do is connect the dots.
People suffering with all sorts of chronic diseases, it's time. It is time for them to transform.
Tune into Lyme Talk Radio and help keep our mission strong.
For the loyal listeners out there that have been listening to this incredible show on Lyme disease, we are not going to let you down. We're going to come through stronger and enrich the platform for Lyme disease awareness through Lyme Talk Radio. The message will continue, the conversations will become stronger, and the healing epic.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Well, welcome back. You're listening to The Kelly Ballard Show, Insight and Inspiration from the Great Beyond with me, Kelly Ballard, on Transformation Talk Radio. So I appreciate you spending time with me today. And as a medium and intuitive consultant, I work with spirit daily to provide my clients with answers, insight, and inspiration from their loved ones on the other side. We have some time left for callers, so please give us a call at 800-930-2819. I'd love an opportunity to connect you with someone special, someone who's on the other side. And you can always find more information about me and my services or to book an appointment for a reading on my website at reflectiveharmony.com. So I think that I would love to go to Lynn from New York. Hi, Lynn. How are you? Hello, Lynn. Are you there?
Hi.
Lynn, what can I do for you today?
Yes. Hello.
Hi, Lynn. What can I do for you today?
Hi.
Thanks for calling.
You're welcome. I saw you a long time ago with my daughter. So I kind of don't know. I kind of have a feeling maybe my mother, my father, or my sister, whoever you feel around me.
You got it. Let me just see who's around you. All right, Lynn, as I'm tuning into your voice vibration, I do have a female that's coming through behind you. I feel more like I'm drawn into a mother vibration in that sense. This woman, she's got a huge smile on her face, and there's a very, very nurturing, very loving vibration that I feel with her. She, to me, was somebody when she was here that I like spirits like her because I want to call her like a fusser in that sense. The type of person that I feel like was kind of looking after everybody else. How can I help? What can I do? How can I kind of nudge people around and give them some TLC, give them some kindness? It's interesting because Lynn, she talks about you being a very strong woman, and she talks a lot to me about you being in a place right now where I see you in like reevaluation and almost kind of looking at your life and saying, all right, what is the next avenue that I want to go down? What is the next avenue that I want to take? And normally I feel that you are much, much more comfortable when you can kind of be in a place, she's saying, of, I don't want to say quite like a creature of habit, but as things are more predictable for you, she says that's when you are really the most at peace within yourself. But one of the things that I keep hearing from her is she's saying to remind you to focus in on kind of what your need is in next. There's a little bit of a transformation that I feel like you're going to see kind of coming in as you hit December, January, and February. So end of this year, beginning of next year, that she's showing me that she's kind of gearing you up for and very excited about. It's funny to me because it sort of has the feeling, the energy of more like along the lines of a retirement, to be honest. But it, I feel like there's still, I'm still seeing you pulled in a lot of different directions. So I'm going to actually go backwards with something that I said here. I'm not thinking this is literal in retirement, but I feel like kind of a shift in your time and a shift in your energy in regards to kind of watching you kind of turning, thank you, that's very helpful. She's saying to me, it's time to turn a corner. It's time to look at what do you want to be doing? How do you want to be spending your time with where you are and where you want to be moving next? And I'm excited because she's saying to me that there's a part of you that has been listening to your instincts more than you have before. And she's saying that there's a part of you that because you're listening to this, there's a sense of honor and a sense of respect that you're giving yourself. And I just feel from her very strongly that as these changes are coming in and this kind of turn, as you're turning this corner, she's saying, I'll keep working with you through your instincts. I'll keep working with you through kind of that gut feeling in that sense. There's a little bit of a shift in financial abundance and a positive direction that comes in around this time as well. But I feel from her that it's kind of a time where you're focusing in on you and a time where you're looking kind of at your bigger self and seeing kind of what your needs are and what you want from spirit. So I leave her with you with much love and I wish you all the best. Thank you.
Oh, great. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Take care, Lynn.
You too. Thank you.
Thanks. And I believe, can I talk with Nancy from Saratoga? Hi, Nancy. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm good. Nancy, what can I do for you today?
Well, I've been talking to my spirit team a lot lately, looking for some abundance for one of my children and just wondering what they might have to say.
Absolutely. Nancy, as I'm tuning into your vibration, I have two men that are coming forward behind you. I have one male who comes in that I'm drawing father energy into your family. And I have another male who's coming in father. And I feel like I'm into like father-in-law, like husband, spouse's side of the family in that sense. And it's kind of interesting because they are very much kind of holding space with each other, that they're very much kind of standing there and feeling not only very sturdy, but there's an energy of them saying like, oh, we've got her. Don't worry about this. We're taking care of her. What's interesting for me is I think you're going to see something taking a very sharp, I don't know what is up with spirit and car references with driving today, but I keep seeing like a very sharp turn. And it made me feel as though, Nancy, that the path that you thought that one of your children was going down, and I want to look more from a professional perspective, I think you're going to see that taking a very, very different direction. And it made me feel like that there was going to be a door that was opening up closer to home that I'm seeing that is going to catch everybody a little bit off guard, but I feel like it is a very good solution for, well, okay, I'm going to have you hear me out with this statement, okay? It's a good solution for a temporary scenario, and I feel this child taking this solution in their mind thinking, this is, you know what, I'm just going to do this right now. It's a job. This is going to be fine. I'm just going to do this. And I feel that it's going to end up actually being something that is going to be way more fruitful. And the experience and the getting the hands dirty, than she ever would have realized, that's coming through. So it's kind of like if I had her in front of me, I would say, don't poo-poo, something that's a little bit closer to home. Like, don't poo-poo something that thinks like, oh, it's in my backyard. How great is this going to be? Because I feel like the opportunity of climbing up more, building a resume, there's something much, much bigger that is at play here. And I'm excited because this is something that I think is going to open probably a good, like, I'm going to say 5 to 7 year window of professional growth and advancement that comes in. And there is something that comes in also that I feel like with this opportunity, this professional opportunity, there may be a grad school attachment to it, and either this company paying for a little bit of something or allowing some coursework, something to be added also to her tool belt. So there's an education component that also comes in here that I really like. But I'm being yelled at by the father-in-law energy specifically, saying like don't discount something that's close to home. Like, you have many people, this child has many people in her family that have stayed close to home, has stayed near the nest, and have found incredible advancement and success. And I just keep hearing, don't be afraid to stay close to the nest. And it doesn't mean having to live with you, but I keep hearing something a little closer to home. And it makes me excited. Like I've got butterflies all in my stomach about it. So I think you're going to be really, really thrilled to see how that blossoms. Thank you so much for calling, Nancy, and all the best.
Thank you very much.
Have a great day.
You too.
Thanks. Well, it is hard to believe, but our show is just about over. I swear every week it just seems like it flies by faster and faster. And I can't wait to connect in with you all next week. I want to thank you for sharing your time and energy and vibration with me today. And sincerely, thank you for tuning into the Kelly Ballard Show, Insight and Inspiration from the Great Beyond and Transformation Talk Radio. Join me every Thursday at 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Pacific. And next week, I will be interviewing a wonderful, wonderful man, healer Jack Traber, about energy healing. You will not want to miss this show. It's going to be great. Have a wonderful week. Be open to the awesomeness of the universe. And thank you for allowing me to serve spirit.
You've been listening to The Kelly Ballard Show, insight and inspiration from the great beyond. Kelly Ballard is a fourth generation medium and intuitive who covers topics ranging from grief, spirit guides, and listening to your intuition. Kelly can help you get answers and guidance from your loved ones on the other side with a little bit of humor and a lot of healing. Tune in every week and visit www.reflectiveharmony.com to learn more about Kelly and the services she provides. Thanks for listening.